USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Breaking news as U.S. House Democrats and President Trump have come much closer to passing the U.S.-Mexico-Canada trade agreement, the deal that was championed by President Trump to replace NAFTA. The two sides coming to an agreement for the deal, and U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said a short time ago that Democrats would never hold up a deal that's good for the country just because they're working to try to impeach President Trump.
We would never. Not any one of us is important enough for us to hold up a trade agreement that is important for American workers.
Minutes before Pelosi spoke, the House Judiciary Committee approved two articles of impeachment against President Trump, abuse of power and obstruction of Congress. They say he betrayed the nation's trust and endangered U.S. national security. This is USA Radio News.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents... Doug.
Limu, I love how we're always looking out for each other. Kind of like how Liberty Mutual looks out for you by customizing your home insurance. So you only pay for what you need.
Yay! Limu, why didn't you tell me about the uncovered manhole? I was literally just telling you.
Limu, I had no idea you could swim.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Justice Department's Inspector General finds there was no bias when the Russia investigation was launched, but the report still says there was plenty of misconduct by some FBI agents. Here's USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
476 pages, including an executive summary. It's taken almost 2 years to complete the IG Michael Horowitz finding FBI performance failures, but no political bias. He writes, we did not find documentary or testimonial evidence that political bias or improper motivation influenced the FBI's decision to seek FISA authority on Carter Page. He's the former Trump campaign advisor surveilled by the FBI back in 2016.
President Trump will be attending Saturday's annual Army-Navy football game in Philadelphia. It'll be the president's third time attending the game. He did so as president-elect in 2016 and again in 2018. This is USA Radio News.
Friends and family, I've told you about the great sleep I get with my MyPillow every night. Well, right now, you can get a great deal and extra safety. Because if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, get their buy one, get one free offer on the MyPillow premium pillow. Your 60-day money-back guarantee goes all the way through March 1st, 2020. That's now through December 25th. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special and use my promo code USA.
Public health companies and LGBTQ groups are asking Facebook to remove misleading ads about HIV prevention medication. The ads, which link to law firms and ongoing lawsuits, play up the possibility of FDA-approved medication causing kidney failure and bone density problems. Advocacy groups are concerned the ads could scare people away from treatment. Facebook says its fact-checkers haven't found any falsehoods with the ads. The CDC is investigating an outbreak of E. coli infections linked to bagged salads. The agency is advising not to eat or sell Fresh Express sunflower crisp chopped salad kits. Have you got that? Yes, Fresh Express sunflower crisp chopped salad kits. The salads start with lot code Z. They have a best before date up to and including December 7th. The CDC says 8 infections have been reported in at least 3 states. And the Louisville, Kentucky Metro Police Department says a narcotics team was tracking a package on Saturday, executed a search warrant to pick it up after it was delivered, and sure enough, it turned out to be an air fryer, but it was carrying 20 pounds of meth. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.